I was surprised you manhandled him as much as you did, and I think you kind of were too a little bit, right?
Well, yeah, just, you know, you never know going into a game. Obviously, starting our second round of the conference, you know, having played them over there, and last time playing over there, we were tied at halftime and then kind of exploded in the second half. Cole Davis, they didn't guard him very well and was able to hit a bunch of threes. But this game was a lot different. They, of course, guarded him better. But in the first half, we were able to get some baskets at the in the paint and at the rim. So got a big lead early. It was 39-19 at halftime. And after that, just kind of put the pedal to the metal, I guess, in the first 10 minutes and got up by, I think, 34, 35 points, and then was able to get everybody else into the game. You never know this time of year because, you know, we play so many games, and if you can get a lead, a bigger lead, you never know how the other team's going to respond. So very, very fortunate to do that, and obviously a good response coming off a loss from last Saturday.
Right. Caledonia last Saturday, and I mean, you know, Caledonia is a machine. They are something. They handled you pretty good, but and I think turnovers fewer of those, and it could have been a little closer game. But boy, not many people are going to be able to beat them.
No, they're, you know, obviously ranked in the top five for a reason, and we knew a lot of their personnel from playing them 2 years ago over here. We got them, and all those a lot of those kids were sophomores and playing on the varsity, and they really developed. As players and as a team, from even 2 years ago, they were just overwhelmed us with their athleticism and length and strength. So once we adjusted to that, it was better. But, you know, obviously a great team like that takes it right to you, and you don't have time to recover.
All right. Well, big game tonight. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial's key South Central Conference game. They lost to Le Sueur Henderson. So now you and Lake Crystal sit at the top of the conference at 5-1, but Le Sueur Henderson's there at 4-2, and you still maintain Le Sueur Henderson might be, you know, the best team personnel-wise in the conference, but somehow they've managed to lose a couple here, including to you guys, and so it's going to be an interesting finish here in the South Central, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a heck of a first year in the league. Obviously, right now it's kind of a three-horse race between us and Lake Crystal and Le Sueur. Le Sueur was able to get them on Tuesday. Earlier in the year, Lake Crystal got Le Sueur in Lake Crystal by two. And, you know, the one thing is all three teams kind of, actually us and Lake Crystal still control our own destiny. So if we went out or they went out, that'll be the conference champion. So obviously tonight is a huge game.
All right, first time that you played them, actually you've played them twice because you played them in the Bethany tournament too, and they've gotten you each of those times. So what do we do tonight to turn the tables here in game three?
Well, you know, we're playing a lot better than we were a month ago or a month and a half ago. The holiday tournament, you never know what's going to happen there. That's a third game in 3 days situation. They got out both games. They kind of got out to a lead to on us. I think last time they were up maybe 14 in the first half. We had cut it to 10 at halftime, and then were able to tie it in the second half and just couldn't finish. You know, it ended up being an eight-point game, but I think it was 2 points with a minute to go. So we got to do a better job of starting faster, and then also, which would allow us to not maybe get down so much early, and then being able to finish the game in the last 4 minutes.
So what specifically do they do that causes fits for you guys then?
The biggest thing that they have is they have a lot of depth as far as scoring and who can put the ball in the basket. They have 7-8 guys that can all lead them in scoring, and they have over the course of the year. So we really got to be on our toes. It's not necessarily one or two players to shut down. It's more of a collective group. They do a good job of sharing the basketball offensively. And then defensively, they're very physical. They play a couple of different defenses, you know, that we have to adjust to and you know, execute just better.
All right, Chad, obviously a win keeps you in the hunt here. A loss tonight is going to make it a lot more difficult to try to win the conference, isn't it?
Yeah, no question about it, Randy. It's a huge game, and we're not taking it lightly, of course. And like you said, what we want to do is play well and give ourselves the best chance to win. If we do that, we'll let the chips fall where they may. You know, it's also the jug game, so obviously more meaningful than any other game you play during the year in the regular season. And now it just couples that with it being a conference game, and this one, of course, being a key conference game since we're both tied at 5-1.
All right, final thoughts. Anything else you're telling the guys they got to get done to get the win here tonight?
No, you know, we just got to, you know, when you get to this point in the season, we've had enough practices and preparation, and now in this game we've had a few days to prepare since Tuesday night's game, and being able to go in and execute the game plan and then adjust to what they're doing during the game. We talked about that early in the season. Our team has gotten a lot better at that, where we can make some adjustments. Dealing with a lot of young players, that's hard to do mid-game, but we've gotten better at that, and we got to show it tonight.
All right, there you go, folks. Chad Osterman, Maple River head coach, on the pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder. Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist & Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Designs showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton. Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex premium lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com.
Before the start of our game here tonight from Lake Crystal,
as we are moments away from the tip-off. Starting lineups about to be introduced. And the JV game is history. Maple River outlasted Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial in that one. 46-40 was the final score in that game. So let's take a look at the starting lineups here for this evening's matchup. We'll start with Maple River. Their starters, Wyatt Burr, 6'7", senior. Zach Trio, 6' junior. Tyler Hines, 5'10", sophomore. Avery Bergman, a 6' sophomore. And Cole Davis, 6'1", sophomore. The starters for head coach Chad Osterman and the Maple River Eagles, who are 12-8 coming into tonight's game. Here's Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial starters. Braden Matthews, a 6'4 junior. Charlie Gengler, 6' junior. Braxton Dungeon, a 6'4 sophomore. Jack Geringer, a 5'8 junior. And Nolan Nays, 6'4 senior, the starters for the Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial Knights here this evening. And they're coached by Logan Manska, and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial coming into tonight's contest at 13-5 on the season. Final starting lineups being introduced. We are just a couple of minutes away from tip-off here from Lake Crystal. Back with that coming up in a moment.
Vernon Center Lumber is your Pella Windows and Doors dealer. They can provide your building materials and supplies. And besides Pella Windows and Doors, Vernon Center Lumber has pole barns, Cambria countertops, plus they do new homes and remodels, and free delivery and design help too, plus much, much more. Calvin invites you to stop in to Vernon Center Lumber on Main Street in downtown Vernon Center.
At the Soda Group True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of the Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group True Real Estate. Your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
Ready to go here from Lake Crystal, as it will be Wyatt Bird jumping at center court for Maple River, and Nolan Nays will jump for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. The big 6'4 senior, opening tap controlled by Burr easily. And Maple River will have the ball first. Tyler Hines into the front court, drives all the way underneath, and he's kind of forced up on the baseline. Now Zach Trio shoots a three and hits it. Boy, that would help a lot if Zach could get hot here tonight, along with Cole Davis's usual sharp shooting and Wyatt Burr inside. Here's a three-point shot, right wing, put up by Braden Matthews. No good for the Knights. And the rebound to Maple River. Into the front court. Hines has it. Gets it back on top to Bergman. Around to Hines. On top, Davis. Bergman. Right wing for Trio. Trio on the wing. Man defense here by Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Burr's going to drive to the basket. He's cut off and his pass back to Trio. Tip or lost. Trio couldn't quite handle it. Turns it over. First turnover on Maple River, and here come the Knights back the other way. Geringer on top, inside Nays. Nays kicks it out right side, now to Geringer on the right wing. Geringer on the dribble, in and out. Now he goes back out to the corner, cutting through, and gets the pass into Matthews, who gets it back to Nays, but his shot's up and no good. And Maple River on the rebound. Holding on to the 3-0 lead. Bergman, three-pointer, good from the left corner. And Avery Bergman hits a three. And the Eagles off to a 2-for-2 start from three-point range. They lead it 6-0. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial ball. Nays has it on top, gets it off to Charlie Gengler. Left corner, Geringer, three-pointer. It's off, no good. Rebound tipped around. And that went off of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. and will belong to Maple River. Eagles jump to a 6-0 lead here in the early going here from Lake Crystal. A couple of threes, one by Trio and one by Bergman. No, not by Cole Davis. Out on top, Hines has it for the Eagles. Off now to Trio. Trio dribbles around to the right wing. And now penetrates into the lane. Nice drive and a layup good by Trio. Five for him, and it's an 8-0 run for Maple River to start the game. And the Knights back the other way. Inside for Nays. Across to the left wing now for Dungeon. And he drives the baseline, whistle foul on Maple River. And I believe Bergman, the guilty party, he is. First on him. That's the first foul of the game, and the Knights will inbound from underneath. Gengler will put it in. Goes on top now for Matthews. Matthews back to Gengler in the lane. Back out, Matthews at the point. Drives up the right side, and a charging foul there as he ran over Avery Bergman on his way to the basket. So Matthews charged with the charging. That'll be the first turnover on the Knights as well. And the Eagles get it back. This is going to be a full court press here now. Knights trying to deny the inbounds pass, but Bergman's there to take it. Now back to Trio. And the Knights fall back into man defense. Right side, Davis, Bergman, left side, Trio. Trio around to Cole Davis for a three. Good! And Cole Davis hits the three, and a great start for Maple River. Timeout Lake Crystal, 15:06 to go first half. 11-0 run for the Eagles on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard, and we're back in a moment.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed Brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed Brand.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back here in Lake Crystal, 11-0 run for Maple River to start the game. Knights ball after the timeout. On top, Gengler has it. Goes to the corner left side for Dungeon. Dungeon tries to penetrate, cut off there by Bergman. Both teams playing man defense here in the early going. There's a pass to Dungeon, and he lays one in left side. Braxton Dungeon finally cracks the seal for Lake Crystal. It's 11-2. On the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard. And into the front court, the Eagles now. Davis, right side, on top, Bergman. Bergman around to the left wing to Trio. Right side for Tyler Hines. Hines driving to the baseline. Down dribbles all the way through, back on top to Trio, to Bergman now. Bergman drives in, shoots the shot, blocked though by Dungeon. And Bergman gets his own rebound, gets it out to Davis. Ah, they're not going to get the shot out. The shot clock expires. And it'll be Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial Ball. 11-2, Maple River with the lead. 13:54 to go here in the first half. On top in the game now, Carter Lewis for the Knights. And here's a drive left side. Shot up good by Braden Matthews. And he has his first two of the game. So Carter Lois. Carter Lois, 6'9 sophomore, is into the game here for the Knights. And Maple River inbounds. And now a foul on Lois. working on Wyatt Burr. And that'll be his first, the second foul on the Knights. Maple River will inbound from underneath. Inbounded to Burr, left side. He drives in. Oh, tried to get it back to Bergman, but threw it away. Third turnover on the Eagles. Here come the Knights. Oh, and he stepped on the baseline. Oh, they called a blocking foul on Trio. Boy, I thought he stepped on the baseline on that drive, but they call the foul on Trio. That will be his first and the second on Maple River. Inbounded to Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Out on the right wing. Gehringer has it. And he'll get it back to the top to Gengler. Gengler, left side. Lois tries to drive the baseline. Cut off by Burr. Back out for a three-point shot. No good by Dungeon, right side. Offensive board, though, by the Knights, and they kick it back to the top. Gengler has it now. Penetrates the middle of the lane to the corner. Dungeon for three, and it's off. No good. And knocked out underneath off of Carter Lois. And that'll go to Maple River. 11-4, Eagles lead. 12:54 to go here in the first half on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard. Another substitution as Ben Brockman checks in now for the Knights. 6'1 junior. Eagles get past the pressure and a layup at the other end missed by Wyatt Burr. Rebound Knights. Wyatt got a pretty good drive to the hoop there, but couldn't finish. And the shot up on a drive left side by Gengler, no good. Rebound Maple River. Hines presses it forward to Bergman. Three-pointer good by Bergman. And the Eagles hot from three tonight. That's four threes, two by Bergman here in the first half. And the Eagles up by 10. First double-digit lead here by either team. 14-4. Here's a three-point shot from way out, put up by Carter Lois. No good. And the rebound to Maple River. Hines will bring it across the line. Dribbles right side. Davis now. Round to the left side. Bergman. Bergman on the left wing. Now dribbles back to the top. Gets it off to Hines. Back over to Bergman. Left side now. Trio has it. Trio to Davis. He'll drive all the way in, and he banks one up. Oh, it hung on the rim, but falls off. No good. Rebound off for the Knights now. Back the other way. Left side. Three-point shot. Good. Jack Gehringer hits the three, and it's 14-7 now. Full court pressure by the Knights. They get it in, and Trio will bring it up. On the far side, across the line, Trio sets it up on top. And has the ball knocked away from him, and the Knights come up with it. Fourth turnover on the Eagles. Dungeon back the other way, flips one up at the basket. No good, but he's fouled by Avery Bergman, and that'll be his second foul. And the depth of the Eagles certainly a factor when it comes to fouls, and Bergman picks up his second foul. And that'll put Braxton Dungeon to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw on the way is no good. ...14-7 on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard. It's Maple River with the lead, 11-10 to go in the first half, and Dudgeon misses both free throws. Rebound, Maple River. And so Hines brings it up into the front court. Goes to the left side for Bergman. Over to Hines again on the left wing. Hines penetrates the lane over to Bergman. Three-pointer is off, no good from the right side. And the rebound goes to the Knights. Quickly up on the right side. It's Brockman with it. And the trailer taking it in. Up the lane is Charlie Gengler. And he gets the bucket and draws the foul. And a chance at the three-point play for Charlie Gengler. Nice drive there. The foul's on Wyatt Burr, his first. And the fourth on Maple River. And the free throw on the way, short, no good. Burr is there for the rebound. 14-9 now. Maple River with the lead. Hines into the front court, gets it off to Trio. Trio dribbles around right side, all the way underneath on the baseline drive, and his shot rims out, but he's fouled and will get a couple of free throws. I believe Gehringer got him. Yep, that's his first. And the third on Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Trio to the line to shoot two. And the first one on the way is good. 6 points now for Trio. He opened the game with a three-pointer to start the scoring here tonight. 10:26 to go in the first half. And the second free throw good. Trio gets them both. 7 for him. 16-9 now. Maple River with the lead. Gehringer, that is, into the front court. On top, Gengler with it now. Gets it out right wing. Three-point shot on the way by Matthews. No good. And on the rebound, Hines had his foot on the baseline trying to scoop that one up, so it's going to go to Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial under their own basket. And Gehringer will put it in play. Lobbed out to the top for Gengler. Right underneath they go. Turnaround shot. Good by Carter Lois. And he has his first two of the night. First bench scoring for the Knights. 16-11. 5-point edge, Lake Crystal. Here's a drive by Hines. Missed the layup, though, underneath. And the rebound to the Knights. And up on the far side, Gengler quickly up over to Gehringer. Now off four. Brockman lost it for a minute, but the Knights get it back. Matthews on top. Penetrates back out. 3-point shot. Good from the right wing by Carter Lois. And he scored the last five for Lake Crystal, and it's a 2-point game now. 16-14. Maple River leads it. Hines into the front court, right side for Trio. Now to Davis, penetrating the lane. He lost it, but luckily Hines there to pick it up. To Bergman, left side. Here's a spin move underneath, and shot up no good by Burr, but he is fouled. And Wyatt, yet to score tonight, will go to the line to shoot two for the Eagles. Foul was called on Carter Lois. That's his second and the fourth on the Knights. So here's Wyatt Burr to the line, and the first free throw on the way, good. Burr's first point. 17-14. The Eagles with the lead. Substitution for Maple River. Carson Healy into the game now. 6'2 junior for the Eagles. So Carson Healy is in. Burr ready for his second free throw. And this one on the way is no good. In and out it goes. Rebound to the Knights. And Gehringer on top. Going to try the three, and he got it. And we're all tied up. 10-point lead by Maple River erased as we're tied at 17 now. Davis on the right side for Maple River. Back out on top. Burr goes underneath. Nice drive, and Wyatt finishes that one for a bucket. He's got three. And Maple River's back up by two. Gengler on top. Penetrates the lane. His runner and shot up. No good. Off the rim left side. Rebound grabbed by Maple River. Bergman into the front court. Drives into the lane, and it's knocked away from him from behind. 8:26 to go here in the first half on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard. 19-17. Maple River by two. They were up 14-4, but their lead now only 2 points. And it was tied moments ago. Here's Davis, three-pointer from the right wing. Comes off no good. And Carson Healy goes over the back on the rebound. That'll be the first on him. And the fifth on Maple River. And so Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial will inbound in the back court. 8:16 to go here. First half, 2-point edge, Maple River, but it's Lake Crystal ball. And Dungeon into the front court. Drives up the right side. He takes it all the way in. and gets the layup. Braxton Dungeon with four now. And we're tied again at 19. Davis in the backcourt for Maple River takes it across the line. Around to Bergman, left wing. Bergman out on top. Right side, Wyatt Burr drives in, and a foul called. This will be on Nolan Nays, his first, and the fifth on Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And back to the line goes Wyatt Burr to shoot two for Maple River. And the first free throw on the way is no good. And the second free throw coming up. That one was just like his second one last time to the line. It went in and out. And the second one is good. So Burr again, one for two from the line. He's got 4 points. And Maple River's lead is one. 7:40 to go first half. Gehringer on the left side. On top. Here's a three-point try put up by Matthews. No good. And Healy is there for the rebound. Off to Hines. Brings it up right side. Trio to Davis. Davis around to Hines. Hines penetrates. His layup no good. But the follow. Carson Healy there for the putback for Maple River. And the Eagles up by three again. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial ball. Colton Buss has checked into the game now for the Knights. To Nays in the lane. Shot in front off the glass. No good. Colton Buss, a 6 foot junior in there now for the Knights. And another missed shot by Lake Crystal. Here comes the Eagles the other way. Trio out on the left wing. Dribbles back around to the top, off to Burr, who's way out on top. Now he drives in against Nays. Nice move, but missed the shot. Put back. Davis is good, and a foul. And Davis will get a chance at a traditional three here as he is fouled by Braden Matthews. And that's the second one on him. Six now on Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And here's Davis at the line to try to complete the three-point play. And the free throw on the way is good. Six for Davis now. It's 25-19. Maple River back up by six now after the Knights had tied it up. There's a shot by Gehringer. Good. A two-pointer right near the free throw line. 8 points for Gehringer, and it's 25-21. Into the front court. The Eagles have it. Left side trio. Trio off to Burr. Right side now, and a baseline drive there by Cole Davis. Lost the dribble for a moment, but he gets it back and out to Trio. Trio right side. Burr has it. He penetrates in. Back to Davis for three. Good! And Cole Davis hits another three. He's got nine and a 7 point lead now for Maple River, 28-21. Here's Gehringer just near the free throw line for another shot again. This time he misses. And the rebound for Maple River, and Trio will bring it up into the front court, down to 5:40 left to go first half. Burr underneath, spins in front, shot good by Wyatt Burr. Six for Wyatt now, 30-21, and the Eagles on a bit of a run here now have built the lead back up to nine. Left side, Gehringer has it now to Gengler. Gengler penetrates the middle of the lane. Works his way to the baseline. He tripped and kind of fell there, but he got the pass back out to Gehringer. Now to Dungeon. Right side for Buss. Buss in the lane. Can't find anybody. Now finally gets it to Dungeon. Dungeon drives. Shot up is no good off the glass, but he's fouled on the play. And it'll be on Davis, I believe. That one almost went in. And a couple of shots coming for Dungeon. Davis with the foul. That's his first. Six on Maple River now. Both teams one more to the bonus. And the first free throw is good by Dungeon. 4 points for Dungeon now. Biggest lead has been 10 by Maple River. They had it back up to nine. Now down to eight. And make that seven as Dungeon hits the second free throw. 6 points for him, and it's 30-23. Maple River with the lead on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard. And Hines will bring it up now for the Eagles. Hines across the line, elbow left side, and driving across for the layup on the other side is Wyatt Burr. Another beautiful drive by him. 8 points now for Wyatt, 32-23. Gehringer now for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Left side Gangler to Dungeon. Oh, nice pass across the lane, and Nolan Nays gets the lay-in for his first two of the game. 32-25. Maple River inbounds backcourt ahead to Burr. Burr will dribble it up, takes it all the way into the lane, shoots and got it. Wow, Wyatt Burr showing some dribbling skills here. 10 points. Burr into double figures. 34-25. It's back to a 9-point lead again. And the Knights have it on top. Here's a drive by Gangler, and he lays it in as he goes by his defender. Gangler with 4 points. 34-27. Kind of back and forth scoring here now. Hines right side on top for Burr to Trio. Trio to Hines on top. Back for Trio. Trio to Burr. He spins into the lane, kicks it out to Hines, across to Trio. Trio penetrates back out to Burr. Burr goes underneath, trying to do a reverse layup, and it is blocked by the Knights, and they say it goes off of Maple River. And the Maple River fans didn't necessarily agree with that one. 3.5 minutes now to go in this first half. 34-27, Maple River leads. Big junk game, South Central Conference matchup between these two teams, both 5-1 in the conference. Here's a drive into the lane for Brockman. Back out, Gehringer for three from the right wing. That's off, no good. Rebound, Maple River. And the Eagles will bring it to half court and call a timeout. 3:07 left to go, first half, on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard. It's a 34-27 lead for Maple River. Back in a moment.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, this is Melissa, the flooring expert at Nordist American Homes. We have the flooring solution for your home and family. We carry all design styles for several flooring collections. Carpet, ceramic tile, hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, tile, and don't forget several in-stock options. Professional installation through independent contractors also available. Visit our flooring store, Nordist American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake, NordistHomes.com. Follow us on Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Back here in Lake Crystal, 3:07 left to go in the first half. And a 34-27 lead for Maple River. Eagles will have the ball at half court. And will inbound on the far side. Wyatt Burr will put it in play. Not a lot of subbing here by the Eagles. Carson Healy's the only one that's come off the bench so far. He does have a putback for a bucket here tonight. Eagle ball out on top. Right side, Davis for three. Oh, in and out, no good. And the rebound off for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. That one was on target, but it wouldn't quite go. Didn't have the right English on the spin on that one. Here's Dudgeon on a drive in the lane, and he flips it up high off the glass, and it drops through. 8 points for Braxton Dudgeon. And it's 34-29 now. 5-point lead, Maple River. Davis across the line, off for Burr. Burr now to Hines. Tyler Hines, left side trio. Trio to Burr, across to Hines. He drives in, his shot blocked, but it's lost out of bounds underneath by Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And it will stay Maple River ball. They will inbound underneath. Cole Davis will put it in play. Davis into Burr. On top now for Hines. Hines, trio. Trio off to Burr. Burr backing his way into the lane. Turn, shoots, hits it again. And Wyatt has been very good shooting in the lane tonight. A dozen for Wyatt here in the first half. And the Knights now. Gehringer inside. Shot. Nays. Good. And a foul. Nolan Nays with a nice move. And the left-handed finger roll shot goes down. And he's fouled on the play. And Nolan will go to the line to get the three-point opportunity as Carson Healy gets him. That's his second foul. And that is seven on Maple River now. The free throw is good by Nays. 5 points for him, and it's a four-point game. 36-32 on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard. 36-32, Maple River leading. Hines on top for the Eagles. Dribbles right side, dishes off for Cole Davis. Back around to Trio. Trio to the top. Trio dribbles now around to the right wing, all the way underneath on the baseline. Turns and shoots. Nope, he traveled. No basket. Fifth turnover on Maple River. And the ball goes back to Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And they'll bring it up. Minute 15 to go here in the first half. Gengler has it on top. Back to Nays. Right side Dudgeon. Lob pass underneath for Nays. He gets double teamed and then he threw it away trying to get it back to the top as Davis steps in front of that one for the steal. Just the second turnover by Lake Crystal, though. Nice bounce pass by Tyler Hines across to Carson Healy for the layup and a foul. Beautiful feed there by Tyler Hines on that one. And Healy puts it in, and now will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play as Dudgeon called on the foul, his first. And the free throw banks in for Healy. 5 points for him, and it's back to a seven-point lead now. 39-32, 50 seconds to go in the half. Gehringer on top over to Gengler. Gengler penetrates the lane. Little left-handed. Boy, they're good at driving the bucket. And Gengler gets a nice left-handed shot off the glass there. 6 points for him now. And Hines brings it up now for Maple River to the left side trio. Trio on the wing to Hines on top. Right side Burr. Burr with it. Back on top for Trio. Trio to the right side. Lazy pass knocked away by Gengler. Went off of him out of bounds. It'll stay Maple River ball. They'll inbound down the near sideline. Put in by Trio to the backcourt, Tyler Hines. 15 seconds, but only 10 on the shot clock. Hines, oh, through the hands of Wyatt Burr. Sixth turnover. Here come the Knights on transition, and a layup by Nolan Nays at the other end. Seven for him. Shot at half court at the buzzer. No good by Maple River. And it will end with a 39-36 lead for Maple River here at the half. Halftime report coming up after this timeout.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Bash CRT Insurance Agency is proud to support Maple River activities and their students. They provide insurance services for the Maple River area and beyond, including auto, home, life, health, and specializing in crop insurance and farm property coverage. Call Jeff, Derek, or Nathan Moore to compare your existing coverage today. Bash CRT Insurance Agency, with offices located in Amboy and Mapleton.
Stateline Cooperative encourages youth to continue their education by offering eight $500 scholarships to area high school seniors. We urge you to consider a career in agriculture, which can include not only crop production, but finance, health in rural communities, and environmental or agricultural research. Applications are available for those attending a technical program or a four-year college by contacting your school counselor or any Stateline location. Completed applications must be submitted to Stateline by March 15, 2025. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton. Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles. Back here in Lake Crystal, halftime, Maple River leading Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial 39-36. And it's time now for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs. Well, Maple River had built a 10-point lead at one point in the first half. And Lake Crystal came back and tied it a couple times, and they got it up to 9 points, and now it's down to three again here at halftime. Maple River's had the lead most of the way, but Lake Crystal not going anywhere. We'll come back, take a look at first half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Back here in Lake Crystal, numbers from the first half. Maple River led in scoring by Wyatt Burr with 12 points. Cole Davis has 9, 7 for Zach Trio, 6 for Avery Bergman, and 5 for Carson Healy for their total of 39. Maple River, 14 of 27 from the floor in the first half. That's 52%. Pretty good. 6 of 8, 75% from the line. They did commit 6 turnovers. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial led by Braxton Dudgeon and Jack Geringer, each with 8. 7 for Nolan Nays, 6 for Charlie Gengler, and 2 for Braden Matthews. And off the bench, Carter Lois with 5. For their total of 36, they were 15 of 27 from the floor in the first half for 55%. 3 of 6 from the line for 50%. And 2 turnovers. So it's 39-36. Maple River with the lead here at halftime. And the Hodges Halftime Report brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. Back here in a minute.
TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton. The all-new Queen of Spades is back at the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan and Club Blue Bear in Easton. Come in Wednesday nights and see if you can find the Queen with more prizes and more chances to win. And don't forget, Tuesdays at the Blue Bear is bingo night, and Sundays they open at noon with off-sale available until 6 p.m. Enjoy delicious pizza and fryer food, and be sure to ask about the large party room available for your next event. All at the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan.
Back here in Lake Crystal, 39-33. Maple River with the lead here at the half. And Eric Ward joining us here at halftime. And great start. 11-0 run to start the game, Eric. So that was nice. They came back. We got another 10-point lead. They came back. Got a 9-point lead. Now it's down to 3. They're not going away, are they?
No, and we talked about that, too. It's going to be a game of runs. You just got to stay even keeled. You know, you can't get too high. You can't get too low. They're too good of a team just to go away.
Right, and at least Wyatt's having a good game inside. And a few other guys chipping in on the shooting. Avery has a couple of threes. And even Carson Healy off the bench with 5 key points. That was pretty good.
Yeah, he's been hurt the last 7 to 10 days, and he's finally back, and he gave us some good minutes. Zach was good when he's going towards the basket. Obviously, they're going to key on Wyatt and Cole, so if we can still play off them, the other guys are still going to have to make some shots when it's their turn.
All right, what did you guys talk about? What do you got to do here in the second half?
We need to guard that ball screen better. We're going under it, and then they go right to the basket. Too many direct line layups. We need to stop that and then take care of the ball.
All right, sounds good, Eric. Thanks. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Eric Ward there at halftime. And the Eagles holding on to a 3-point edge over Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. We're back with more at the half in a moment.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River Basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association. If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder.
Back here in Lake Crystal, getting ready for the second half. Maple River with a 3-point edge over Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial here at the half. 39-36. Sports coming up here next week now. Monday, it's girls basketball. United South Central at Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther Truman. So two of our area teams. USC having a pretty good season so far. Next Tuesday, it's a girl-boy doubleheader from Iowa, North Union at Lake Mills. And then next Thursday, wrestling. The section team tournaments get going. We'll be on the air with a couple of them there. Maple River, USC, and Blue Earth Area both will be in action that night. So Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial inbounds to start the second half. And Gehringer has it left side. We'll see if they can control this ball screen that Lake Crystal's gotten a lot of layups on here in the first half. Well, there's a drive left side again. They almost got it, but the Layup there by Gengler falls off the rim, no good. And here comes the Eagles back the other way. Three-point shot left wing, no good by Avery Bergeman, but Wyatt Burr there grabs an offensive board and kicks it back on top. Tyler Hines, right side Davis to Trio. Trio on the right wing, penetrates in to the lane, shoots from in front, can't get it to go. Rebound, battled for, and finally Nays comes away with it for the Knights. Ahead to Gengler, he drives in, free throw line, now tries to dump it to Nays. He saves it from going out, out to Gehringer for three, no good. And the rebound to Maple River. And the Eagles will slow it a bit here. Minute in, 39-36 still the score. On the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard, there's a little backdoor cut by Cole Davis, and he's fed for the layup, and that's 11 now for Cole. And the Knights back the other way. Gengler has it on top. Over to Gehringer for three. That's an air ball over the backside. No good. Rebound off for Maple River. And Hines will bring it up. Over to Cole Davis. Davis drives in, shoots a bank shot. It comes off no good. Rebound off for the Knights. And Gengler into the front court. Lost the handle on it. And luckily it gets back to Gehringer. Quickly reversed around to the right side for Matthews. Left wing now. Gengler drives baseline to Gehringer. Back underneath Nays. Shot up no good underneath against Burr. Got his own rebound and the putback no good. And then on the rebound, a foul on Maple River. It's on Wyatt Burr. That'll be his second. First on the Eagles this half. I don't know where that... It just looked like three guys battling for the rebound there. I didn't really see the foul, but Wyatt Burr is called on the foul. Now the officials are talking about it. I don't know if they're thinking that they have... I think they're trying to determine whether it's a shooting foul or not, which apparently it's going to be. And so Gengler will go to the line to shoot two. And the first free throw on the way, no good. Gengler misses the first one. 15-53 to go in the game now. 41-36, Maple River leading on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard. Second free throw, rattles in and out, no good. And Gengler misses both of them. Maple River ball, so nothing hurt there, I guess. Hines into the front court. Elbow right side. Burr working near the free throw line. Picks up the dribble, now gets it out to Trio left side. Into Burr again, and they swat it away from him, and it went out of bounds off of Maple River. And so turnover number 7 on the Eagles. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial gets it back. And Gengler up on the far side, dribbles toward the top, and very methodically setting up the offense here. Right side, Matthews on top, Gehringer. Gehringer into the lane, fadeaway just inside the free throw line, no good. Nays is there, putback is good. 9 points now for Nolan Nays. Back to a three-point edge for Maple River. Into the front court with it now. Is Hines off to Trio. Sees a gap in the lane, drives for it, but his shot hits the front of the rim and comes off no good. Rebound Knights to the left corner. Dudgeon tried to bounce pass it into the lane. It came all the way through, and a three-pointer by Matthews right wing. Bounces off the rim. It went up over the backboard. It'll belong to Maple River. And the Eagles will inbound the backcourt. 14-40 left to go in the ball game. Three-point edge for Maple River, 41-38. They've led really pretty much throughout the game, but Lake Crystal's never really gone away. Maple River went on an 11-0 run to start the game. That's been their biggest lead. And here's a pass in, and right in front, Wyatt Burr gets another bucket. 14 now for Wyatt. And the Knights back the other way. Gehringer on the left side to Gengler on top. Gangler penetrates into the lane. A scoop shot underneath, no good, and a foul called on Maple River. Burr got him again, and that's his third. And the second on Maple River. So Wyatt picks up the foul. At the line will be Gangler. First free throw is good. Gangler missed both of them last time to the line. This time he makes the first one. 7 points for him. And the second free throw good again. So this time Gangler hits them both. 43-40. Maple River's lead down to three. Coming up on 14 minutes left to go in the game. Hines into the front court, dribbles around right side, dishes out on top for Trio around, around to Davis. Trio penetrates, passes, and the ball knocked around, and now a foul called on somebody going over the back, I guess, here. No basket. They actually threw that up, and it went in. Foul was on Geringer, his second, and the first on the Knights this half. Eagles inbound underneath, lobbed on top to Trio. Trio will set things up at the point. Left side for Bergman. Bergman gets it inside for... Burr trying to go across the lane to Cole Davis, but it's too far in front of him and goes out of bounds. Eight turnovers on Maple River now. And the Knights get the ball back again. A three would tie it here. Gangler, left side, Dudgeon has it. Down inside, now in the game again is Carter Lois, who came off the bench to score five for the Knights in the first half. And a pass to the corner tipped out by Maple River. Knights will inbound from the corner. Into Geringer on top for Matthews. Now Gangler back on top. Lois has it. Left side Geringer for three. It's short, no good. Rebound Bergman. And the Eagles get it back again. Pretty quiet. Not a lot of scoring going on here. They're just kind of battling back and forth. 13 minutes left to go. Burr out on top. Drives into the lane. Shot up. Good on another nice drive by Wyatt Burr. And he's got 16 now in the game. Back the other way. The Knights have it. There's a three-point try. Lois from the top. The big guy can't get that one to go. And the rebound off for Maple River. And the Eagles bring it up on the far side. Trio sets it near the top, drops it off now to Hines. To Bergman, left side. Trio pops out, right side Hines. Hines on top, Davis for three, and it's no good. And it's going to be Maple River ball. Burr, what a play by Burr there. He came flying out of nowhere and bounced it off of Lois out of bounds. And the Eagles... will get the ball. That was nifty play there by Burr. So Davis will put it in from underneath. Into the right side for Hines to Burr. Burr to the corner. Davis for three. Oh, and it's off no good. Rebound to the Knights. He had a decent look from the corner. Just wouldn't go for him. And another drive up the left side. And Braxton Dudgeon, who's done that all night, drives in. Gets another layup off the glass. 10 points now for Dudgeon. And it's a three-point game again. Maple River with the lead, 45-42 on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard. On top, Trio's three-point shot blocked. Comes down to Burr, though, back to Trio. And they'll reset it. Trio to Burr, left side. Burr driving into the lane. Spins back left side. Shot is up. Good, and a foul. And Wyatt with a chance at the three-point play here as he is fouled by Lois, I think. Nope, it's on Geringer. That'll be his third. Second on the Knights here this half. And here's Wyatt to the line to try to complete the three-point play. And he does. 19 now for Wyatt Burr. And it's 48-42, six-point lead, Maple River. Knights have it. Gangler driving left baseline, cut off by Trio, back to Gehringer. Left side, Lois three from the left wing, no good, and Trio is there for the rebound. And Maple River will bring it into the front court. Hines will set things up at the top. And his bounce pass right side, stolen by Gangler. He takes it in, now leaves it. And Dudgeon's stopped by Hines. Back out to Lois. Dudgeon now. Left wing, three-point shot is no good by Gehringer. And the rebound, Maple River. And that turnover, number nine on the Eagles, does not cost them a bucket. And the Eagles will have it back. Hines will reset near the top. Left side now for Avery Bergman. He hands it off and goes for the lob. Nothing there. Back out. Loops all the way through for a three, and he hit it. Bergman looped all the way through, came back out left side and hit the three-pointer. He's got nine. And the Eagles lead back up to 9 points now. Pass right side, tipped loose, but the Knights get it back. Gehringer out on top. Gangler has it. Drives into the lane. Gangler falling down and shoots it up, and it went right into Trio's hand, but his foot was on the baseline, so it's going to stay Lake Crystal ball. They'll inbound underneath. 10:09 left to go here in the game on the Maple River Boys basketball scoreboard. 51-42, Eagles have the lead. On top, Colton Buss in the game now again for the Knights. And also in there is Ben Brockman, left side. On top, Gangler, three-pointer, no good. The shot clock was winding down. Rebound, Hines, stolen by Gangler, but he missed the layup after the steal. But he is fouled on the play, and Gangler will go back to the free throw line again. Two shots for him. Hines had his pocket picked there after grabbing the rebound. And the first free throw good by Gangler. 9 points for Charlie Gangler now. 51-43, Maple River leads. 9:53 left to go in the game. And the second free throw on the way good. 10 now for Gangler. And the Eagles will bring it up. Into the front court, left side, Bergman dribbles around toward the top. Left side, Davis open, three-pointer, good by Davis from the left side. 14 now for Cole Davis and a 10-point lead. Eagles back to their double-digit lead. Knights on top, Buss on a drive in the lane, and he lays one in. Colton Buss, first two of the game for him. And a timeout with 9:23 to go in the game on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard. It's 54-46. Maple River with the lead. Back in a moment.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Eagle ball after the timeout. They are into the front court. Left side, Trio. And he dribbles around to the top. Boy, they leave him there, but he doesn't take the three. Off to Bergman. Bergman drives in. Shot off the glass. Good by Avery Bergman, and a foul. And Bergman now with a chance at the three-point play as he's fouled by Ben Brockman. First on him, and the second or the third team foul on Lake Crystal. So Bergman now will try to complete the three-point play, and he does. 12 points now for Avery Bergman here tonight. And the Eagles lead back up to 9 again. 57-46. 8:54 left to go in the game as the Knights bring it into the front court. On the left side, Gehringer to Brockman. Now inside, Nays back out. Gehringer on the left wing. Dribbles to the corner to Buss. Buss penetrates in near the elbow left side on top for Brockman. Right side, Buss again. Buss goes to the top. Gehringer, 8 seconds on the shot clock. And Gehringer shoots just inside the free throw line. That shot short, no good. Rebound off for Maple River. And it'll be Trio to bring it into the front court. Trio around to the top. Looking left side, now dribbles, still on the dribble on the top, off to Bergman, to Trio, back to Bergman, three-point shot, partially blocked, no good. Oh, I can't believe that they gave that to Lake Crystal. That was blocked by Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial on the shot there. But they give it to Lake Crystal as that one went out of bounds. It was, I mean, I... pretty sure I saw that. It was partially blocked, but anyway, it goes to Lake Crystal, and Gangler will bring it into the front court. Right side now. And Brockman drives to the lane. He travels. Traveling on Ben Brockman. Gives it back to Maple River. Eagles trying to get enough of a pad for the stretch run here, because you know darn well Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial is going to make another run here. 57-46 right now. Eagles by 9. Hines into the front court. Off for Bergman left side. Bergman on the wing. Goes to the top now for Trio. Trio on the dribble. Looking for something to develop inside. Can't find anything. Now he'll drive into the lane. Lost the handle on it. And it's off of the Knights underneath. And the Eagles will inbound from under their own basket. Tyler Hines will put it in play. Inbounded to Burr. Trio drives in. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped around, and Gehringer comes away with it. He'll dribble it all the way into the lane. Now kicks it back out on top for Gangler. Gangler tries to penetrate. Trio guarding him. Out to Dudgeon. Dudgeon, baseline, cut off by Avery Bergman. And now he falls to the ground and somehow gets it off to Matthews to keep the ball alive. Gehringer, right side, 10 on the shot clock. Gangler drives into the lane. Gangler, shot in front, rolls off, no good. Rebound, Maple River. Bergman there grabbing the board for the Eagles. And now Tyler Hines will bring it up. Left side Trio, if the Eagles could just get a bucket here, get this thing back to a double-digit lead. We're down to 6:25 left to go in the game. On top, it is Hines dribbling. Now he drives. Runner, good, off the glass. And Tyler Hines, a timely first bucket of the night for him. 59-46 now. Eagles have the lead. And there's a drive into the lane. Shot up, no good by Gehringer. And it goes off of Lake Crystal underneath. And Maple River will have the ball again. Guess they already did have a double-digit lead, but now it's 13. 59-46, Maple River leads on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard. 6 minutes now to go in the game as Burr brings it into the front court. Off right side for Hines. Now the Eagles will try to use as much of the shot clock on possessions here to eat away at that clock. Cole Davis right side. Davis, left side now for Hines, into Burr, no, into Trio, and a shot in front, good by Zach Trio, and he is fouled on the play, and Trio will have an opportunity at the three-point play. as he was fouled there by Braden Matthews, his third. And the fourth on the Knights here this half. Trio's free throw on the way, short, no good. Rebound grabbed by Burr, though. Back out Davis for three. Oh, that could have been a dagger there, but it comes off no good, but it goes off of the Knights underneath again. And Maple River will inbound underneath their own basket. Tyler Hines will put it in play. Knights digging a pretty good hole here now, and we're 5.5 minutes left to go. Tyler Hines on top. Goes to the left side now for Trio to Burr. Burr off to Cole Davis. To Bergman, three-pointer short, no good. That one went out of bounds and will belong to Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. 5:15 left to go in the game. 61-46. Maple River with their largest lead of the game. That's 15 points, their biggest margin here tonight. Knights have it. There's a drive into the lane, and Matthews is clubbed in there. He'll get a couple of free throws. Or no, wait a minute. That's a travel call. I thought somebody whacked him in the head there the way he was kind of flinching around in there, but it is not. It is a turnover, and the Eagles get it back again. And into the front court comes Trio to set it up for Maple River. Trio with the ball. Whoops. Pass back that time to Hines off of his hands out of bounds. And the Knights will get it back. We have a timeout. 4:46 to go in the game. 61-46. Maple River with the lead on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard. And we're back in a moment.
If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Designs showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton. Don't let your engine slow you down. At Newway K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex premium lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the Newway K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com.
Hey, Crystal Welcome Memorial inbounding. Shot good by Carter Lois left side, and now on the inbounds, it's stolen away by Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. They put on that press after the made basket, and they have it back again. Left side Gangler on top for Braden Matthews, who drives to the bucket, and a foul called on the Eagles. And this will be on Cole Davis. Davis picks up his second third team foul, and it's going to put Braden Matthews to the line, shooting two for the Knights. And the first one is no good. 4:13 remains in the game, 61-48. Maple River with the lead. Do the Knights have one last run in them here? We'll see. Matthews makes the second free throw. 3 points for Matthews, 61-49. 12-point lead for the Eagles. Their biggest lead was at 15. Davis right side. On top for Trio, around to the left side. Bergman inside Burr. Burr with it, back out on top. Now off to Trio to Hines, drives in the lane. His runner, no good. Burr grabs the rebound, tried to get it back on top, but it's tipped and stolen by the Knights, and a drive and a missed layup there, but a foul drawn by Braxton Dungeon. And now he'll go to the line for two shots here for the Knights. Foul was on Zach Trio, his second. And the fourth on the Eagles. Fifth on the Eagles, rather. And the first free throw is good by Dudgeon. So, 11 now for Braxton Dudgeon. And the second free throw good. He hits it again. So it is 12 for Dudgeon. And he has closed the Knights within 10. This ain't over yet, folks. You got to finish. 3.5 minutes left to go in the game. And the Eagles this time work it inside. And Wyatt Burr lays one in. He's got 21 on the night now. And the Knights back the other way. Gangler driving in. Gets it off to Gehringer. Left side, left wing three-pointer. Comes off no good. Rebound Maple River. And the Eagles will bring it up again. Hines into the front court. Hines knocked away from behind. And it will go out of bounds on the near sideline. So Maple River will inbound. Trio looking. Gets it in to Davis. Back to Trio. Now Hines to reset. 18 on the shot clock. Hines off for Trio. Back to Hines, left wing, and a foul called. It's on Gangler. That's his first. And that will be the fifth team foul on Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And Maple River will inbound near side into Hines. Hines on top, left side, Bergman to the corner. And now what is the call here? Must have been on the line in the corner there. Turned over by Maple River. It goes back to Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Gehringer drives in. A floater up. No good. Rebound off for Burr. Burr will dribble it out himself across the line. And a reach foul there on Braxton Dudgeon will be his second. That's six on the Knights now. One more to the bonus for Maple River. 2:26 left to go in the game. And on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard, 63-51. Eagles still up by 12. And they inbound on the near sideline. Burr takes the inbounds pass. Just standing there. No one's out on him. They're going to be happy with that. They want to use as much of the shot clock each possession as possible. And there's a drive by Wyatt Burr after just standing out there. And then he blew by everybody as the Eagles had spread it out. Went right up the lane for a layup and is fouled on the play. And he'll have a chance at a three-point play. Dungeon's third foul on that play. And here's Burr to the line. He has 22 now tonight. And the second free throw, or the first free throw, good. Yeah, 23, actually. That's 24 now with the free throw for Burr here tonight. And here's Dudgeon back at the other end, and a three-point shot is good by Braxton Dudgeon. And now the full court pressure again by Lake Crystal, and a foul in the backcourt. We'll put Tyler Hines to the free throw line. And that's the fourth on Braxton Dudgeon. So Tyler to the other end. This will be a 1-1 as the bonus is on for Maple River. 1:57 left to go in the game. And here's the free throw. First one good. He'll get the bonus. A key front end there. Hines hits it. 3 points for him tonight. And the second free throw on the way. Good again. 4 points for Tyler. 68-54 Maple River. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Left side, Dudgeon. Into the lane, Lois. Back out on top for Matthews. Matthews drives and banks one in right side. 5 points for Braden Matthews. 68-56. down to a minute and a half left to go. The Eagles are in pretty good shape here, and the Knights kind of know it. They're not going to be committing fouls. It's just too much of a spread here. Right side and a drive, layup, good by Zach Trio. 11 for him. Back to a 14-point lead now. Three-pointer on the top by Lois comes off no good. Rebound picked up by Burr. Eagles have it, and they bring it into the front court. Burr double-teamed, but he gets it off to Bergman. Bergman back to Burr. Burr out on the half-court line. Now stolen away, trying to pass it to Trio, and the layup good by Gengler at the other end. And a timeout called. 48 seconds left to go on the Maple River Boys Basketball Association scoreboard. 70-58. Maple River leads. We're back in a moment.
Vernon Center Lumber is your Pella Windows and Doors dealer. They can provide your building materials and supplies. And besides Pella Windows and Doors, Vernon Center Lumber has pole barns, Cambria countertops, plus they do new homes and remodels, and free delivery and design help too, plus much, much more. Calvin invites you to stop in to Vernon Center Lumber on Main Street in downtown Vernon Center.
At the Soda Group, True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of the Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group, True Real Estate. Your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
Back here in Lake Crystal, 48 seconds to go in the game, 70-58. Maple River is in control here, and they will inbound to full court pressure in the back court. It would take a pretty good flurry here for Lake Crystal to get back into this one, one would think. Although they have Bergman trapped in the corner. And now Chad Osterman calls a timeout as Bergman was in trouble there. 44 seconds to go. Eagles up 70-58 on the Maple River Basketball Association scoreboard. We're back in 30 seconds.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed brand.
Back here in Lake Crystal, 44 seconds remains now. 70-58 Maple River. And they'll inbound again in the backcourt. Into Wyatt Burr. Burr off to Davis. Ahead now Bergman to Hines. Back around Trio to Burr. And a foul on Gengler over in the corner. Second on him. And Zach Trio is going to get a couple of free throws. With 36 seconds to go. Zach started the night with a three-pointer. He was the first one to score here tonight. Kind of set the tone as the Eagles went on an 11-0 run to start the game. And the front end of the one-and-one good here by Trio. A dozen for Zach here tonight. To make it 13 right here. And the free throw good by Trio. 13 for Zach Trio. 72-58. Gengler up with it. Has it near the free throw line. Spins into the lane for a shot. It rims out no good. Burr on the rebound. Burr will drive up the far sideline all the way underneath. Now circles back and throws it back to the top to Hines. Over to Bergman. And this game's going to end here because Lake Crystal's not going to foul anymore, I don't think. Bergman off to Burr. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, and It's going to take care of it. Davis to the corner, and that's it. And Maple River wins the jug tonight here as they win 72-58, avenging two earlier losses to Lake Crystal on the season. We'll take a break and come back and wrap things up here from Lake Crystal in a moment.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Your hometown lumberyard, Nordis American Homes in Minnesota Lake. When building a new home or tackling a renovation or building project, Nordis is the place for you. We carry high-quality lumber and materials ready for any project. Give us a call at 800-658-7076 or stop by and visit with our team. Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake. Start your next project with Nordis.
Nordis American Homes.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Back here in Lake Crystal to wrap things up here tonight. And Maple River wins the jug game. And even more importantly, the conference matchup that puts them in first place in the conference now at 6-2. And Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial will fall to, or 6-1, I should say. Maple River 6-1 with the win in the conference tonight. And Lake Crystal falls to 5-2. And so a big win here for Maple River tonight. And they really were kind of in control this whole game. I mean, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial never really went away, but the Eagles kept building. Well, they started it with an 11-0 run to start the game, and they kind of, Lake Crystal stayed close, closed the gap. They tied it a couple times in the first half, but Maple River would build a lead, and it was just a three-point game at halftime. But Maple River too much for the Knights here toward the end of the second half as they built up a lead and held on for the 72-58 win here tonight. Here's the scoring. Wyatt Burr leads the way with 24 for Maple River tonight. 14 for Cole Davis, 13 for Zach Trio, 12 for Avery Bergman, and 4 for Tyler Hines. And then off the bench, Carson Healy with 5 for their total of 72. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial led by Braxton Dudgeon with 15 tonight, 12 for Charlie Gangler, 9 for Nolan Nays, 8 for Jack Geringer, 5 for Braden Matthews. And then off the bench, Carter Lois with 7 and 2 for Colton Buss for their total of 58. Overall, the Knights fall to 13-6, and Maple River raises their record to 13-8 on the season. Tune in tomorrow morning over on right here on 98.1 FM. Maple River Boys Basketball Coaches Show comes your way at about 9:10 tomorrow morning. Once again, the final score, Maple River wins it 72-58. Over Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Thanks to Grace back at the station. I'm Randy Allen. Thank you for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Maple River Boys Basketball here on KBEW. Today's game has been brought to you by the United Hospital District, by M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, TS Construction of Easton, Channel Seed of South Central Minnesota, the Maple River Boys Basketball Association, KS Designs of Mapleton, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, the Soda Group True Real Estate serving Southern Minnesota, Nordis American Homes of Minnesota Lake, State Line Cooperative, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, the Blue Bear Bar of Delavan, Kilty's Market of Mapleton, Caduce Tire of Mapleton, New Way K&H Cooperative, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, BMB Construction of Good Thunder, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Bash CRT Insurance of Amboy and Mapleton, Greg Heine, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman, and by Vernon Center Lumber. Maple River Boys Basketball is a presentation of KBW Sports.
Today's Country, 98.1 FM.
You ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting around was worth it. One of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans. And I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina. Spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. Gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing round it when your whole world's standing there. Just cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. There where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. Just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina. Spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain. Yes to the dress with her mama, that's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy, know how happy he would be. But I gave her a diamond, and she gave forever to me.
It's new from Cole Swindell. It's called Forever to Me. Let's check some entertainment history for the 7th of February when it comes to our favorite movies. Blazing Saddles made its debut in theaters 1974. The Lego Movie. It premiered the 7th of February 2014. That's entertainment history.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? Hims can help. Get started at hims.com/joy. Through hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelte can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelte can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelte can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications. All 100% online with Zelte and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelte. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by...
Hi, Missy here from Garlic's Water. As part of the Garlic family, my passion is water. We have a system for any type of issue your water has. Give me a call at 800-722-1282 or go online to garlicswater.com. As my Uncle Doug always says, at Garlic's Water, your water has never been treated so well.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Paul Frobley, and here's your 98 Country forecast. Slight chance for snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 21. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 26. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 1 below. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. Right now, 25.
It's time for action, not words.
Action! Demand action.
Let's put on some more music, okay?
We deliver America's hottest country.
Woo-hoo!
To America's richest farmland in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa on 98 Country, 98.1 FM.
Take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines. Your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Here to Kalamazoo.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on. On a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. With a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Way to get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Country 98.1 FM.
Just can't let let you go. So I'm not
Water Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty. I just wanna love somebody.
if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear you, girl, I feel you, girl, but not so fast. For you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? What if I just pull you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our last first kiss? What if one of these days, baby, I go and change your name? What if I let the sky falls or the sun stops burning? We could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning, or I could kiss you. What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it.
What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be?
If I leave you, what if I find somebody else and I don't need you? Damn.
What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game?
Kane Brown and Lauren Elena, a lot of what-ifs to answer this hour. My name is John Glenn. Congratulations to Lauren Elena. She announced baby number one is on the way in 2025. Music from Zach Top after Bailey Zimmerman.
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. No, I never seen nothing like her playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. No, it wasn't very long before I was hooked.